Governor Christine Noem is placing the corrections secretary and a prison warden on administrative leave following an anonymous complaint to state officials. That complaint alleges sexual harassment by prison staff to other employees, nepotism, and low morale due to wages and benefits. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
Secretary of Corrections Mike Leedholt and State Penitentiary Warden Darren Young are on leave following a human resources investigation into an anonymous complaint. That complaint alleges sexual harassment goes unaddressed in the prison system. Eric Olilaw is the president of the South Dakota State Employees Organization. He says he does not have any firsthand knowledge of sexual harassment occurring at the prison. However, he says having the higher-ups and those appointed in leadership positions held accountable is good for the state.
If indeed there was sexual harassment occurring in the prison system with the employees, hopefully we can say that has ended and that is not going to happen anymore because it cannot be stood for.
The complaint alleges body armor and other equipment are not up to standard and that the state prison has misplaced spending priorities. Much of the rest of the anonymous complaint centers on employee compensation and recent changes to the state employee health care plan. Governor Noem pushed for those changes to the state plan, which include premiums for the first time. Democratic State Senator Reynold Nesiba says Department of Corrections salaries are no longer competitive. Nesiba says it's time for legislators to do a salary study of state employee wages and benefits.
I was deeply concerned about the imposition of this new insurance system on this. I said that it should be, if we're going to do it, it should have been phased in over 3 years. There should have been additional subsidies from state government to transition to that. And that played a role here. That was one of the complaints, was that many people went backwards.
Interim officials will take the helm of the Department of Corrections and State Penitentiary. Tim Reich will serve as Interim Secretary of Corrections, a position he held from 2003 to 2011. Deputy Secretary of Corrections Doug Clark will step in as acting warden. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.